Galesburg's Morning News.
812 Galesburg's Morning News, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, Tyler Bachman here on your Monday morning. Glad to have you with us, kicking off a brand new week. And well, maybe you're sending a student off to college, maybe for the first time, maybe again for the second or third or fourth time. I know Monmouth College students started back last week, and Knox, they're not there yet. But there's some things you can do. Yeah, it has to do with saving, and especially if you have a child that's living in an apartment, going to be paying their own power bill. We're joined this morning by Community Relations Coordinator with Ameren, Kenny Blum. Kenny, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, good morning, Tom. Hi, Jim.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the studio.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back in the studio again.
Well, Kenny's a former radio guy, and he got smart and got a real job.
Well, I don't know about that. I tell you, once radio's in your blood, it just doesn't get out. You've heard that saying before, but it's great to be on the air this morning with you guys.
It kind of draws you back in. And we were kind of just talking about the technology off the air and how things have changed. The good thing that with some of this technology, you can kind of do, like, if you decide to get back in doing weekends, you can go in and, like, in 20 minutes do a whole weekend show.
I know it.
that's the fun thing about it.
But, yeah, I was on the air in Peoria for 4.5 years.
Uh-huh.
Went back to college, played radio down there on the Top 40 station down there, came back, and then got a radio television degree, minor in communications, and worked for a utility company.
Go figure, right? Go figure.
You're communicating.
Yeah, that's true. I'm communicating with you guys.
That's part of it, with community relations. And all right, well, let's talk about starting off. You've got your child at school, especially, like, you know, if they're going to be in an apartment, they're going to have some bills to pay, which maybe mom and dad are going to be paying. So you want, and there are, every now and then you find a place that covers all their utilities.
But sure.
That's pretty rare, I think. So let's first off talk about getting that account set up for a student that's only going to be here for part of the year.
Sure, and good for those kids that can go back to college or be in college. I don't think I could do it again. I went to Southern down in Carbondale and got out of there alive. But I remember the days when I was living in a house and going about getting that utility. You know, a lot of parents are taking their kids back to school. When does Knox start, by the way?
It's not a couple of weeks, like the 12th, I believe, something
okay.
like that. Yeah.
All right. My son goes to Carl Sandburg.
Okay.
And this is his second year. In fact, he's pitching for the baseball team over there, so I'm really proud of him. And but you got parents taking their kids back to Western, Knox, Monmouth, and so forth. But, you know, you're out shopping for clothes and furniture, but you can't forget about the energy service and to sign up for that, how important that is. And a lot of folks have roommates, but only one can be on the Ameren, Illinois account. So I remember, if I can go back 1 year, about the same time, it was the second day that my son was away. And it's an emotional thing for everyone.
Right.
So heads are spinning and so forth. I called my son. He texted me back right away and said, "What do you want?" And I said, "Answer the phone. I'm calling you back." So he picked up the phone. My point is that with technology today, the kids, they don't use the phone. You know, they don't call. They text. They go online and do things. So we've made it simple.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a starting service with us is pretty easy, Tom. All you need is a computer. You need your social security number, driver's license, service address, and the effective start date. But you can log on to AmerenIllinois.com and choose Start, Stop, Move. And if you have not had service with Ameren previously, you'd be instructed to create a user ID and a password. And once you've logged on, you choose residential and begin filling out the form from the comfort of your own home. It's pretty simple. But going back to that phone call, go old school.
Mm-hmm.
You can call our 800 number, and that number is 800-755-5000. And we've got a great customer service team down in Peoria, Pawnee, and Decatur that'll be patient. They'll work with you. They'll get you signed up for gas and electric service.
Let's talk about being efficient, because, you know, the student gets in there, and quite often it depends on where they live, especially you mentioned being in a house. Quite often these are houses that are not necessarily set up to be very energy efficient. They're older houses. Some of these around the Knox area, maybe a little bit older. And I guess it depends on the landlord and what they've done. You know, talk about, you know, I don't know that you can go in. I suppose when it gets cold, yeah, you can probably do the plastic on the windows and some things like that.
Sure.
But just to start off, what are some tips for being energy efficient?
I do a scan, Tom and Jim, of the house. You know, look at the lighting. I mean, the first thing I would look at is the lighting. You know, the incandescent light bulb's been around for 138 years. It was invented by Thomas Edison. The most popular light bulb in anybody's home or apartment is still the 60-watt incandescent light bulb. But they're not making it anymore. I mean, you can still buy them. They're still on the shelves. But once they're gone, they're gone. But, you know, that'd be the first thing I'd look at. I'd take those out. Be proactive. Take them out. Throw them away. Go to the store. Get compact fluorescents or LEDs. And if you replace just 20 of those in your home or the apartment, you'd save over $100 a year off your Ameren bill. Hmm. I mean, that's a quick, simple thing. CFLs and LEDs use at least 75% less energy, and they last 10 times longer. So, I mean, yeah, obviously discipline yourself. When you leave, you go to class, you shut off the lights, you come back. You know, the other things, too, the gaming appliances. I mean, everybody's gaming and so forth. You got to turn those off. You know, here's another thing. If you're charging your cell phone, okay, your smartphone, you unplug it. If it's still plugged into the wall, it's still drawing some power. It's called phantom load. Just unplug it from the wall.
Let me ask you in that same vein, is that true of any, you know, whether it's a blow dryer or something that you're not using as long as it's plugged in? Is it drawing some energy still?
Not necessarily, Tom, a blow dryer. But okay. However, you bring up a good point. A hair dryer draws the most electricity in any home.
Really?
When it's turned on. It uses 1,700 watts of electricity.
Wow.
Yeah, anything that generates heat is or light or heat especially, I guess.
Right, yeah. A microwave uses the second most in your home. Uses about 1,500 watts of electricity. And the college kids especially, they're not ironing their clothes. But an iron uses about 1,300 watts of electricity. But you bring up a good point, Tom. When they're on, they're on. When they're off, they're off. So there's some things like your flat screen TV, that's drawing some power.
Okay.
A toaster is not, unless it's got like a clock on it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, here's another one. A programmable thermostat. You know, so many of these apartments, like you mentioned, the older ones still have the old dial, the Honeywell one where you got to, in the wintertime, you got to turn it back to 62 at night when you hear Fallon come on and then, you know. Up to 68 when you hear Al Roker come on in the morning. No, have a programmable thermostat do it for you. And for every degree difference you can adjust your lifestyle to, you'll save about 2.5% in energy costs.
Winter or summer?
Well, exactly. Jim, I mean, if you, my wife, we had it here a few years ago, 70 degrees consistently throughout the winter. Okay? I convinced her. We're going to go down to 68 throughout the winter. So she wears a robe consistently throughout the winter. But, you know, think about it, Tom. I mean, during that winter, going from 70 degrees to 68, we've saved 5% in energy costs over the course of the winter. We have rebates on actonenergy.com. That's Ameren's website where you can go there and discover some of these more energy saving tips. I mean, I can go into more detail of a lot of them, but they've got some great tips on there on actonenergy.com. So if you're internet savvy, but we offer rebates on these programmable thermostats for $25. They start at $20 at Walmart, Lowe's, Home Depot, Menards. I mean,
and they're not that hard to change. I've actually done it before, and I know nothing.
Even a radio guy can do it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and as you mentioned, you know, on the old Honeywell, as you're turning, I'm pretty close. I'm on 71 or 72. I'm somewhere around there. Well, it can be a couple of degrees off, and like you said, that digital, you know the exact temperature you got to set on.
Yeah, if you've got a lifestyle where you leave for work at 7 in the morning and you're back at 5, have that thing do it for you.
Yeah.
And like I said, they start at $20 and we offer rebates on Ameren's website or on our Act on Energy for $25. You write your Ameren account number on there, you mail it in, staple your receipt, we send you a check for $25 within 2 to 3 weeks. It's not a bad deal.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. And in college, I'm thinking back, and even if maybe at that point in your life you're not that invested in, gee, I'm going to save the world by turning my thermostat down. The one thing that will get your attention is that bottom line of how to save money. And there were four of us in an apartment at WIU in Macomb, and it was one of those that had the sliding glass doors that weren't sealed very well. And in the winter, you could just feel the air coming in there. And so we got busy and sealed that up. And that power bill, even four of us splitting it, was still pretty substantial.
Pretty
so I'm sure college students still pay attention to that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then, Tom, when you changed out that programmable thermostat, the only thing you probably had to do is get some paint because you're going from round to square.
Right, yeah, yeah. It was big enough. It covered the whole area. So, yeah,
good.
Worked pretty well. Talking with Kenny Blum, he's a community relations coordinator with Ameren. And, you know, one of the things that you talk about, well, why are you talking about this during back to school? Because it brings up not only for college students thinking about being energy efficient, things may have changed in your home as a parent who may be an empty nester now. Now you've got a room at home that, you know, they still may have a TV sitting in there or something that things they didn't take to school that left, clock, radio, whatever, still plugged in. And, you know, do I seal off this room there? I mean, there's probably ways that you can save with that child gone from your house, too.
And that's a good point. Yeah, yeah. You need to know your surroundings. I mean, go into those rooms. Go into that room and maybe shut the blinds if the sun's going to be coming in there. When they're home, they got them open because they want to see outside. Shut those down. Like you said, Jim, you know, close up those seals. Mm-hmm. Could save you some energy.
Absolutely. I guess kind of the other thing in that same vein, you know, maybe you've got that child that, you know, just check their windows anyway, because they might have that child. They always think it's too hot during the winter, so they've got their window cracked open.
Right.
So you might let the cold air in. And, you know, same thing even when they're at school, too. You got to talk to them about those kind of things. Like, you know, because maybe, like you said, with the old house, well, maybe your room is really hot compared to another room. Maybe their room is cold. You got to figure out ways to combat that. You know, get a fan in there if it's hot, or in the winter seal the window. You know, put the plastic up or something.
Yeah, you sure do.
Well, and I suppose for couples that it becomes interesting, because I know, you know, one's hot, one's cold, and maybe for one person, they'll say, hey, it's worth the extra $5 or $10 a month to me to turn this up a few degrees or have the air conditioner a little cooler. And that, so you probably hear about that time, don't you?
Many times, yeah. And at the office, you probably experience it here at the station, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure, yeah, from room to room here, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We got, meat locker across the hall there and on the other side of the building, hot there. Sometimes usually okay in here. Just it varies.
It varies
quite a bit. Well, let's talk about some of the other back to school. One of the things a lot of students going back, parents will look for the mini fridge. If they're not in an apartment that has a refrigerator, more in a house, or even in a, I guess it doesn't make as much difference in a dorm room for them. But what about energy efficiency? Is there ways to look at those products, and how do you figure out what's the most energy efficient for my student?
Well, usually in the door of an appliance. I mean, Energy Star rated appliances came out in 2001. And prior to 2001, obviously they were not. But anything after 2001, they use a third less energy, okay, than a non-Energy Star appliance. So, for example, a full-size refrigerator uses roughly $165 a year in energy costs, okay? But the Energy Star-rated refrigerator uses a third less, so roughly, what, $110, $120 a year. So you want to look for the Energy Star-rated appliances, so that way you know you're getting the best bang for the buck when it comes to energy savings.
Sure. Well, we're kind of getting into that transition summer into fall now. I know that for us, usually the months of April, May, September, October, our lowest power bills, because you can open up the house. You don't need the air conditioning. It probably don't need the heat that much in the evening. But once we get into the winter months, that's when you've really got to take inventory.
You're right, Jim. And you're referencing what's called shoulder months, where you're not using your furnace and you're not using your air conditioner. I would highly recommend the college students, or any customer for that matter, to get on a budget billing or level pay type of a structure. Just call our customer service number, 800-755-5000, and just say you want to get on level pay, budget billing, whatever you want to call it, and that way it's the same every month. Now, Jimmy, bring up a good point. In October, when your bill should be, say, $50, you're still going to pay $100, okay, but you're banking it. Okay,
sure,
for that month in February where it's minus 10 for a week, and you know you're going to be running that furnace nonstop. So,
Absolutely. So rather than having the $180 bill, then you're still going to have a $100 bill in February.
Right.
Well, the great thing is, if you look at your Ameren bill, it will show you what you would be paying if you had budget billing.
Correct. Yeah, you sure it sure would. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. How about televisions anymore? Are they? I mean, they've obviously changed. Are they more or less energy efficient than the old tube ones we used to have?
Oh, they're much more efficient. In fact, LED is probably the most efficient one that's out there. Mm-hmm. But you got plasma and LS? What is that?
Yeah,
I almost said LSD, but that's not
it. Some people watch it that way. I don't know. LCD and LED. Yeah. 8:29, Galesburg's Morning News. Talking with Kenny Blum. He is Community Relations Coordinator with Ameren. We've been talking about back-to-school efficiency with your college student. I guess one of those other things that you talked about, looking for the Energy Star rating on your appliances, if they're in that old house or apartment that doesn't have air conditioning, and you're looking for a window unit, because those can run... make really bump your power bill up as opposed to central air, but a lot of places don't have it. So if you're looking again for a window unit, I mean, I suppose you're probably looking, you got to make sure, one, I guess, looking at the BTUs, what do you need, what size is the room, or are you trying to cool the whole apartment, and that type of thing as well.
I'm not really big into as far as window unit, air conditioning, appliances, but again, I got to go back to Energy Star and keeping it on low, maybe instead of high or a medium. Could keep it a consistent temperature. I think that's what you need to look for, is consistency, and not just ramp it up and then ramp it back down. I think that'd be a smart thing to do, Tom, Jim.
Yeah, it's been long enough since I've had a window unit I kind of forgot about, but you're right, those things can really draw, and they only distribute to a certain area. We had one growing up with my folks, and if we went on a hot night, you go in the living room to sleep because that's where the air conditioner was,
and
the hallway didn't get much of that coming down there.
And just like the old TVs, there was nothing heavier when you put that thing in or took it out. Oh, man, they were...
Ours
was big enough. Living room and both living and family room kind of cooled that. The downstairs was okay, but upstairs was.
You know, ceiling fan though helps so incredibly well too, and throwing it the opposite way.
Yeah.
Or even a box fan it could help though.
Yeah, just circulating some air.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Kenny, I want to thank you so much
for
stopping by with us. I know you get busy. I mean, when storms happen, you guys are out and about. You're not out there actually working on it, but you are actually working because you're making contact with media or whoever the case may be.
And Tom, yeah, you're right. I'm honored in community and public relations to speak on behalf of the 3,000 employees that we have roughly that work for Ameren, Illinois. And we are hiring. If you know of anybody who's looking for a good paying job with good benefits, have them go to Ameren, Illinois. Put your hand down, Tom. have them go to AmerenIllinois.com and click on careers, and there's a list of a lot of jobs throughout Illinois if you're interested in the utility industry. But I am honored to speak on behalf of our employees, and it's been a great time with you guys this morning. Thanks for having me on.
Now you want to come do this for a living again, don't you?
Yes, in time.
Retirement job.
There you go.
All right. Kenny Blum, he is a Committee Relations Coordinator with Ameren. Kenny, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Galesburg's Morning News with Tom Meredith and Jim Lee.